God, I thank you right now for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, the Father of glory. God, show us your glory. Manifest your glory. Crucify our flesh, emotions, and spirit. Put it all to death in Christ. And let your spirit rise up within us, God, so we can enjoy life more abundantly. Yeah. More than a teaching, give us the daily bread of your presence, God. And lead us by your Holy Spirit. Open our eyes to see. Circumcise our hearts so we can hear. And just take over us. We want to be possessed by God. Just like a raging demon-possessed person on the street has just lost all control. We just want to lose all the controls, God, and hand them over to you so we can be fully possessed. So we could be running down the street and the overshadowing of you will heal everybody. Hallelujah, Lord. Shabbat. Oh, thank you, God, for a brand new day. Your mercy is new every morning, even if it's the evening here and it's morning in China. So, hallelujah. We receive your mercy. We receive your goodness. We receive the love of God that passes all understanding. Thank you for the power of God. Thank you that we can march boldly to the throne room of grace and receive help in a time of needing more of you. All of you and none of me, because I want other people to see you. I want to see you more, Jesus. I want to see you more, Holy Spirit. Father, show us your glory. Hallelujah. Nothing we can do to earn it. That's why we march boldly to the throne room of grace where you've invited us to commune face to face. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you so that you can just destroy everything that is not of you, and everything that is of you will remain and will be fully refined in your body, God. Hallelujah. Oh, there we go. Remove all stiff-neckedness. Lord, remove all the stiff-neckedness off the body. And you want to go this way, we want to go this way. No, we follow the head. Hallelujah. We follow you by your spirit. So thank you for circumcising us so that we can follow you. We can see you clearly. Well, you know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way. So everything that Jesus went through, as the first fruits or whatever, he did everything that we are supposed to do as a collective body. Even his death and resurrection. When Jesus died, he died so that to show forth that we are to die and rise into glory. But we die and rise into glory in him. He's our resurrection life. If you die without your resurrection life, how are you going to be raised? He is the way, the truth, and the life. Do you not believe this? He is the resurrection life. Whoever has the Son has life. That resurrection life is eternal. You continually rise and rise and rise in the glory realms, getting to know more and more and more of God. Not only God around you as you perceive him, but God coming through you. And now, on the earth, is the greatest time to ever manifest God. In heaven, it's not even, like, we see God in everything. You look at the grass, it'll just reflect God's creativity, how they can sing, and it's alive and moving in the wind. It's just like symbolic of all men are like grass, you know. They're swayed by the wind, but we're only moved by the wind of the Holy Spirit, not the waves of an adversary. Oh. can barely even talk. I'm still getting my voice back, but that doesn't stop me from just doing basic day-to-day things and eating my daily bread. Oh man, I don't like going hungry and like not eating. It doesn't feel good in the natural. Well, how much more the spiritual? If you go without eating his living words for a while, you start to die and get weak. That's why it's the daily bread. You gotta feast on him every single day. A day apart from the Lord is like 1,000 years wasted. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years, you know? Hallelujah. So I can't even miss just one day. It's like 1,000 wasted years. It's just, it's tragic. So Lord, we just invite you just to chop us up as the branches. You know, chop up everything that's, you know, trim the branches, God. You're the vine, we're the branches, and we want to bear much fruit of your spirit and to bring you glory. I want to see the glory. I want to see the glory of God. I've seen the glory of man. Just got to watch those talent shows on on TV. You know, who's got, Britain's Got Talent or America's Got Talent or whatever. They do all their things. It's great. But rarely does it, like, just, you know, wow me. Like the glory realms. That wows me. When I cannot get off the floor because God, there's so much power there that, and it's going through my entire being where I can laugh and cry at the exact same time and not really even know why I'm laughing or crying, but it's just so hilarious and so overwhelming that my body is in freak out mode. That's impressive. That's never happened to me while I watch America's Got Talent. Hallelujah. God impresses me. Oh, Jesus. So I like to feast on him. I like to meditate on the things that he's done. I like to meditate on the things that he's going to do. I like to meditate on the things that he's doing. I like to be part of it. I want to be right in the center of what you're doing, God. It doesn't matter if it's, I don't know, scrubbing a toilet or casting out a devil or even just laying on my bed meditating on you and we just play hide and go seek. You hide and I seek you. I can see your foot sticking out from around the corner on the staircase over there. So then I go chasing you and we run up the stairs into glory and there we go. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing us higher, closer and closer to you. You know, you can draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. But once you get near God, you can still get closer. Because like his presence goes before him. So like once you're in the presence, that's just like, that's a sign that you're in the right place. Now keep pressing in and you can get into the glory. And once you're into the glory, that's what he's like, and you stop doing it. You cease from your labors, and you just enter into his rest. And then you just like, wow, you get to know God, and he unravels himself around you and in you. And it kind of like just fries your circuits. I remember just sitting in like a pastor's home. I can't even remember why we went there. But I this hunger for God, we're talking about something, and the Lord told this pastor to come over because God wanted to do something, to ordain me in something. And so this pastor laid hands on me. This pastor was very prophetic. It was like a modern day Samson. So I actually had the fear of the Lord getting around this pastor because I would, like, you know, I would sin during the week and then I would be scared because, oh no, like, lightning's gonna strike me out of this pastor, because this pastor is so tight with God, like you can, I don't know, just hears closer on a level that I've not even ever entered yet. Anyways, I went over there and we were talking about something, and then I was telling this pastor how my heart was like hungry for God, and I just want to do His will, like whatever. Like, and as I was explaining this, like I was starting to get emotional, and I could feel like tears about to come out of my eyes, and I felt my heart explode. And she knew it. Nothing happened, but something did happen in the spirit. What happened was, like, my heart was rent, and the kingdom of heaven came. She said, "Oh, the kingdom, you guys, the kingdom of God just came down." She said, "As the kingdom of God came down." But what happened out of my heart was the kingdom of God came through my heart. So it wasn't just coming down; it came through me. And that's the same thing that God wants to do through you. He comes through you and activates the kingdom of heaven around you. So it seems like the heavens come down, which it actually kind of does, because New Jerusalem is coming down out of heaven, which is, you know, the bride, but it's also the kingdom of God, deep within deep, the kingdom of God within you coming out into the earth. So it's like a dual realm. Yeah, so I don't know, I can't remember why I was talking about that. I just love talking about God encounters, just like singing that one. You guys ever listen to that song, Obsession, by Delirious? Man, that song is really, really anointed, especially if you like just sing it like from your heart, the melody. Goes na 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 na, and my heart burns for you. That song. I've had so many encounters with God just playing that song. Like, I'd be driving to work on my bicycle and tears would fall down my face because that melody came out of the spirit realm. It either came out of that man's heart who wrote it, or it just, like, God gave him that song, that melody. He caught a melody from heaven and put it into, like, an audible sound in a song, and it hit my spirit. Like, when I sing that song, I just remember, like, seeing these dancers. The first time I ever heard it was on, it was in this big church, and I can't remember why. Worship Invasion. That's what, no, it was called, yeah, it's called Worship Invasion now. It used to be called Banqueting Table, that's it. And this girl, she would be swinging her flags around and just, na 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 na. And I remember this glory realm just coming through the entire building, and all the kids were dancing. I was going into visions and trances, and I was shooting this water out of my hands. It was just prophetic of God saying, yeah, like, you release the living waters on all those around you. It doesn't matter. Dance in the freedom. Be free and release the living waters. Don't hesitate. Don't allow eggshells to slow you down. Just release the living waters over everyone around you, young and old, you know, fat, skinny, ugly, beautiful. It doesn't matter what the outward appearance looks like. Even if they're spirit-filled or demon-possessed, release the living waters. And so I did. I was just swinging my arms around, releasing these living waters through my hands, because I play guitar too, and I did that. And I remember everyone was dancing, and then they would play these slow songs, and I remember I sat there and I wept for half an hour. Almost the whole service, like the whole worship service, I just sat at the altar. I was only one there. I'm like this outcast or something. I'm not outcast, but just, I'm not wired like everyone else. I only had one intent, and that was to meet with God. And God saw that. And I would just knelt at the altar. They're playing fast songs, slow songs, medium songs, and everyone's dancing. I can hear them. I can feel the wind. They're swinging their flags around, and I'm bawling my eyes out. You know how I was bawling my eyes out? It's because I could still hear them dancing. The glory was so strong on me, and I knew that there was more. I mean, I love the dancing, I love the freedom, I love releasing the living waters. But I read somewhere in the Old Testament that no one could stand to minister when the glory cloud showed up. I was so hungry for that glory cloud. I'm like, God, we're in a New Testament, we're in a new covenant. How come they're still standing? And I didn't have the right understanding. I would just weep out of hunger for God. And I could just feel billows of glory going right through me. Just glory, 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 glory. Holy Spirit will always flood a hungry heart after righteousness. Righteousness is just hungering after Him. I mean, like, I have Him. He's just flowing through me. Like, just this manifest glory. But you know what? There was still more. I was like, okay, there's lots of glory, God. I want more. Like, could you imagine being in this manifest, radiant glory just right through my heart, right through my being, right? My flesh is crying out for the living God, and my flesh is being flooded with living glory. God's presence, God's anointing, God's Spirit just right through my entire being. And I'm still saying, God, I need more. I need more, because the more He would fill me, the more I would hunger. The more I would drink the river of life, the more I would thirst. And I just sat there and I wept because I know I'm receiving it, but there's more. I'm just one person. What about this collective body around me? I'm like, God, fill them, fill them, fill them, so that no one could stand to minister. Let the band be so full of God that they can't even play anymore. All we could do is lay here, be still, and know that You are God. And I would do that every single service. For about 6 months, this season of my life, where I would go to church hungry. I would read my Bible on the bus all the way there, read my Bible all the way back, just meditating on God. I'd go to like 3 to 4 services every Sunday. And I would just go wherever, like, I wanted God. And I thought He was in church buildings. I didn't know I could access Him by faith in Christ. You know, draw near to God, He'll draw near to you. So I would go to all these meetings and just cry out for God. And God would meet me, but I would leave these services so frustrated because they would still be standing to minister. It was just this weird understanding that I had that no... When the real glory shows up, no one can stand to minister. Yet I was getting plastered by the glory. And so if someone would say to me, like, you know, you have God. What do you mean you're hungering for God? God's right there. I'm like, yeah, I know. But you don't understand. You know, there's more. Draw near to God. Like, okay, well, God's here. Well, now what? Well, okay, the presence of God's here. How about getting in the glory? Okay, well, the glory's here, but now what? Well, now you're getting filled with the glory. How about everyone else around you? Well, that whole... Okay, now everyone else is getting filled with the glory. Now what? Well, how about the whole world? Since we're the light of the world, how about we let the light of God flow through the entire body of Christ and hit the world? And then that happens. Now what? Well, then we have a new heavens and a new earth. I used to talk to people and my dreams were too big. I remember like about 10 years ago or so, this woman, she was amazing. She never had a cold for like six years, I think she told me. And she would always be dancing in the front and praying in tongues. And I was talking to her. I was like, man, you're really full of God, eh? And she's like, I haven't had a cold in six years because I just pray in tongues all day long. I'm like, wow. So I took her on the streets with me. I'm like, you're coming with me and we're going to go evangelize. We're going to go get some people saved. And we're going to release the glory on them. And because that's what I used to do. I walked the streets and I would just like, I wanted to see how big God was compared to the devil. So I would find the darkest places and I would walk in there and I would tell them about Jesus. And a lot of times demons would always manifest on me. People want to fight me. One time this guy came up to me. There was a fence between us and me and my buddy. And He said, I'll go back to the woman in a second. And he said, we're going to put you on that totem pole. And I didn't realize it was a demon at first, and then it clicked in. I was like, well, I'm already crucified with Christ, so you're too late. Or kind of something like that. I can't remember what I said. And he just kind of walked away all days. He didn't know what to say after that. And then I just realized it was the devil. And they wanted to crucify me on a totem pole, but I was already crucified with Christ. So they're too late. They're too late. Anyway, so I took this lady around the same area, and we would walk around looking for people just to tell them about Jesus. If there's any sick people, we'll pray for them. And I know she got really offended because this guy was he was being really dirty with her. Like he was he was talking about like certain body parts that he shouldn't really be talking about to a woman. And I didn't know any better. I'm pretty much a newer believer, so we left that place. And I told her, I said, you know what, all of Vancouver's going to be saved. And she's like, no, how do you, no, that's impossible. Everyone has to make a decision. I'm like, yes, it is possible. All of Vancouver's going to be saved. I don't care. We're going to release the glory and all of Vancouver's going to be saved. She's like, well, you're just kind of living in a fantasy because man has a will. Yeah, man does have a will. And he will run from the fear of the Lord to the devil, or he'll run to Jesus and be saved. Because all of Vancouver is going to be saved. It's my city, and it belongs to Jesus. And so she had a little bit of trouble believing that. And but if the glory of the Lord is going to fill the entire earth, I'm pretty sure that an entire, like one city being full of the glory, it shouldn't be a problem. We just have to manifest more glory. We just have to manifest, not just through one person, but through an entire body. Not just gathered around the Holy Bible, but you're gathering in Christ and releasing the Holy Spirit to convict them all, and they have to make a decision. It's simple as that. I used to love this other ministry. My mom knew this woman named, I'm not going to say her name, but her husband had this street ministry, and I've never met him before, so I just went over there. I think I was like maybe like 6 months, 7 months in the Lord. I'm a baby Christian. All I know is Jesus saved me. That's it. And I went through the entire Bible about once, but I didn't get any revelation. I was just being obedient to a prophetic word that someone gave me. And this is amazing. We all prayed before we went out into the streets. I don't know what we prayed, but I know what happens in the spirit is the angels go there and they clear out the atmosphere somehow. And anyways, the guy says to me, hey, do you want to give a quick, real quick testimony of how Jesus saved you? Like just a minute. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And so we're on the streets, and all these people are there. I guess they're lining up outside to get some soup. And I just had a powerful encounter with God, and I told him this encounter. And so as soon as I stepped forward, the heavens opened up, and I remember all the street people, they were looking at me, and I said, I can't even remember exactly what I said. But it's the spirit that manifested. I think it's because we prayed before we went out to clear the atmosphere, and God just sovereignly landed on us. And as I spoke, it was like I'm pretty sure this is what Jesus would have experienced when he spoke, that could keep crowds for days. Because it was such an atmosphere of peace. Like heavens were open, the demons were pushed back, so the demons could not influence the people. But they were under the influence of the Holy Spirit because we brought the kingdom there. And I'm a brand new believer. God can use anybody. And I just started telling about my experience. I said, when Jesus died, the curtain was torn in half so that man could enter through into the Holy of Holies through the precious blood of Jesus. I said, some of you are inches away from having an encounter with God. All you have to do is say yes to Jesus. Say yes to God. Enter in through the blood of Jesus into the most holy place and you will have an encounter with God. Who wants God? The creator of the universe, the creator of you, the one who knows everything, the deepest, darkest secrets in your heart and the desires of your heart. He knows everything about you and he's going to speak to you and he's going to touch you right now if you'll receive him. Something like that. There were people, they wanted to get saved. And it wasn't my words. I didn't even plan to say anything. I was going there with this team. And they said some of their testimonies too. But it's like I didn't plan on what to say. But it's the Holy Spirit gave me the right words to speak when they were there. And he filled them with life. And those words hit the people. And they were convicted. Or they wanted God. And so then the team there, they prayed with the people and they got saved. That was my introduction basically to street ministry, and I fell in love with it. I fell in love with people getting saved. I fell in love with the power of God manifest so that people can be saved. It's not just saying a sinner's prayer. It's receiving the kingdom of God within you, and you just turn away from sin. You confess Jesus with your mouth, yes, and you believe in your heart that that God raised him from the dead, and you can get raised in him into heaven to meet with God. You know? And so like then I started going, like as I was saying, I was going to all these services like 3 to 4 times a month every week, and coming with my buddies off and on. We would just hang out, play video games, we'd practice guitar together and just worship God. And it was an off and on, live for the devil, live for God, live for the devil, live for God. I was just a baby and I kept pooping my diapers. But I remember one of those churches that I was going to was called Filipino Fellowship. And God broke out in that place. And there was like this revival was going on through this pastor. And he would just go right up to you, put rivers. He'd put his hand on you, rivers. And boom, you would just like, you're out, you're on the floor, and there are literally rivers of living water flowing through your entire being. You can feel the life of God in the atmosphere. Thick, just power of God, like the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, all the fruits of the Spirit manifesting all at once. And I remember these are some of the things that I don't know. That I would do that I wouldn't tell anybody. But I remember one time in this Filipino fellowship, we're all worshiping. And there wasn't very much presence this time. I guess we just kind of showed up and they were doing their worship and they sing in Filipino. I don't know the language, but they also translated into English sometimes. And I would just I was in the back on my knees, just praying and pursuing God with my heart. And I remember that Paul, I remember the scripture that says that these men turned the world upside down, like, you know, Paul turned the world upside down. And I remember that when he worshipped in prison, that the prison doors flew open. So I'm like, and what was that other guy, Ezekiel, he made these ramparts, or was it Isaiah, I can't remember, he made these ramparts, like a little play thing, and it was symbolic to the it was prophetic. Another example is the man who smashed the arrows 3 times and he should have smashed them, you know, 5 or 6 times to defeat the enemy, and then the prophet died. Well, I remember all these prophetic little things going on in my mind, and I'm like, you know what, God? I'm just gonna, like, this meeting doesn't feel very like it's going anywhere right now. I'm just gonna flip it upside down. So I just grabbed the meeting. Like, this is just going on in my imagination. I just grabbed the meeting, like the room, the service, and I went, and I flipped it upside down. And as soon as I did that little prophetic act, God exploded through the place. Tears just streamed down my face. Stuff came out of my nose. The manifest presence came. And I don't know if it was, like, I didn't know if I heard from God. I don't think I did. I just did this prophetic little act that I think it was just faith that God honored. God just saw me and he knew I wanted more of him. And I wanted to have the world flipped upside down. It was starting in this little room, so I just flipped it upside down as a symbolic act. Stuck on my hands, I didn't care who's watching, and it went like that. And then tears. And God exploded through the room. And you could, well, I feel him right now. I think God really honors and likes faith. When we step out in faith and we don't care what people think, we only care what our Father thinks, and he wants it to be on earth as it is in heaven. That means that there's peace on earth, there's love on earth, there's a glory realm. People are saved, healed, and delivered. That's what God wants on the earth. So, I would just sit in these meetings and just like, so much glory. And sometimes I'd lay on my face, and I would be thinking people are looking at me. But I don't care, and like the tears would just stroll, like just roll down my cheeks and onto the carpet, and I'd be getting filled. What was I doing? Well, I was drawing near to God, and God was drawing near to me, and he was changing my nature just through worship. He was breaking my heart for the things that break his. Remember the street ministry thing? I remember just like seeing, this one time I had three visions in one service. And the first vision was of these horses and stuff like that. And the second vision was like this ship, and it was like overseas, whatever. The third vision is what I want to talk about. It was like this mountain. And on this mountain, there were like on the top of it, you know how there's snowy caps? Well, the top of this mountain, it was like a glory cap. There was like this white glory realm, and I can zoom in and I looked at it, and there was all, that was us. We were just dancing around. It was Filipino fellowship. And we're just in the glory, rivers, fire, you know, glory, flipping the world upside down. It was like, it was heaven on earth. And I was like, and I kind of zoomed out, and I could see, or what's around the mountain. I started looking down, and I looked at the bottom of the mountain. I could see all these faces in darkness. I could see all these souls, and they were lost. And it broke my heart. Like, oh my gosh, we're up here in the joy of the Lord. We're up here in this glory realm, the peace of God, the love of God. God is manifest. But what about them, Jesus? What about them at the bottom? Can't they see us? Can't they see us up here? And I realized, like, we're in this brick building. They can't see through walls. They don't have eyes to see. Well, can't they see us up in the, you know, why can't they see us, Jesus? And in my heart, I started weeping. I started weeping, not for me, for them. I started, like, they can't see us. They can't see God. And then I made that change. Oof. That changed me. That changed me from, like, just like always wanting to receive God for my own personal relationship. That's great, yeah. But now I want to be so full of God, not for my sake, but it is for my sake, because I love to feel the presence of God, but it's so they can see him. So that my heart was broken for the lost. And I made a decision. That was the last time I went to the Filipino fellowship. Because I would go to the streets now looking for the lost. And it was my goal that they could see him. I would walk into street churches. I'm not even the one who's preaching. I would kneel down and I'd just start bawling my eyes out on the chair. I was like, God, how am I supposed to reflect you? You're infinitely glorious. You're infinitely more powerful. I'm supposed to reflect you to these people? I would just weep out of frustration. It was like when I went to go to the services and I'd be worshiping and I'm like, oh God, how come they're still standing? How come the glory is here and they're still standing to minister? How come the glory is not strong enough to knock them all down? And now it's like, I'm weeping because God, how come how can I release more glory so that they can see you, so that they can taste and they can see you? And I was frustrated because I cannot do it on my own. I can't conjure it up. The only way I can do it is die to myself and let Christ live through me. And let Him, let His will be done, not my will. Because I tried my will. And I dragged people out of wheelchairs. They never got healed. I told people, we're gonna push your wheelchair to the pawn shop, and we're gonna buy you a skateboard from Toys R Us. Crippled people on the street, and they didn't get healed because I only do what I see my Father doing, and I only say what I hear my Father saying. I was doing it out of zeal, not out of my Father's heart, my Father's compassion. So I was learning. But I remember just like bawling my eyes out. And then I started going to the street church because God told me to go. And this woman stepped out. I said that in my last video. But I was going to two of them. I was going to one called Potter's Place, and I was going to another one called the street church. The one where the Lord sent me to was called the street church. But I'd also go to this place called Potter's Place, and I would play guitar there, and I'd worship God there, and just release the glory. And man, there's so many testimonies I could give of so many glory stories where it's because I would bawl my eyes out at home, because I learned this from the other street ministry. I would just cry out to God for Him to release the glory whatever way He wants. If He wants to use me, I'm a speck of dust. You can use a donkey. You can use me. You can even use Judas Iscariot as, you know, the thief, as a banker. Jesus used Judas Iscariot as His banker. Because He fully trusted in the Father. That's like, God, You can use me. I just yield all the members of my body to You. And I would go to this Potter's Place. And I remember I would lay on the floor. I would get rebuked. You can't lay on the floor. You gotta stand up and sing with your music sheets. And they're all legalistic and stuff like that. I'm thinking it's better for me to lay on the floor so you guys can get blasted by the glory, you know? But I don't know, I'll submit to you. I'll stand up and I'll play my guitar. Because You said so. I know it's a hard thing, but sometimes I just like to lay on the floor and drink, because that's what people taught me. And I remember the one message I preached. I remember this one particular time that, there was no preacher there. And I guess he didn't show up. And so like they asked me, hey, do you want to bring the word of God tonight? And bring the word of the Lord. Okay. This is at the other place, Potter's Place. And I said, sure. And usually people would just, they would just yell at everyone, you're all sinners, you need to repent, Jesus is the way, the truth, and life, and believe in Him, believe the gospel, turn from your sins. And it was always about, it was almost like they were looking down at the people, instead of kind of lifting them up and then speaking to them, as if they're, you know, lifting up in the heavenly places and speaking to their, like the, prophesying to them who they are to be, where they're gonna be in Christ. But anyways, I was like, okay, I'll bring the word of God. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. And I remember the night before I had this dream where the angel of the Lord woke me up three times. And it's like how God reveals Himself. He reveals Himself in threes, you know? Oh. You know, first, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, is the old covenant, and then there's the new covenant, and then Jesus is, you know, coming again through His body. I don't know. I can't remember the exact sermon I preached, but it was about how God reveals Himself in threes, and how Jeremiah, I read Jeremiah. I talked about Jeremiah 33, verse 3, and how we've hewn, also Jeremiah earlier in the book, how we've hewn out cisterns full of water, but they got holes in them because we can't carry the presence of God. He leaks through us and stuff like that. And I can't remember. That's I was not a very good preacher. I'm still not very good. But I just yield all the members of my body to You, God. Have Your way. Hallelujah. But as rough as it was, as shaky as the sermon was, there was still a lot of glory, man. Because I just, it's almost like you paved the way. It's like Jesus, when he went into the wilderness, he's like, tempted of the devil, coming out strengthened, like full of power and the Holy Ghost. He was ready for like the next season of his life. It's like he just plowed the ground for the next season of his life. And the enemy departed for a season. And it's like, Jesus walked in the open heaven. It's like when you just plow the ground before you even go to a meeting, like you just plow it, like those who sow in tears, what does that psalm say? Those who sow in tears will come in rejoicing with their sheaves or something like that. They wrote a song about it called Bringing in the Sheaves. So I'm just sowing in tears, making the ground fertile with the river of life through my heart and through my mouth. And when I show up, I just speak the best I know how. And people got saved. I remember there was like about 4 or 5 people got saved in that one service. And it wasn't because of my words. It was because of the Holy Spirit drawing them. And it was because we were just releasing the stuff. And one of my friends was there. A couple of my friends were there actually. And I just told them to lead all these people to Jesus. Go pray with them. And I prayed with them too. And we prayed for the sick. We prayed for... But we always looked for people who were sick in the soul, who needed Jesus. And we would walk on the streets and we would just tell basically everyone about Jesus. I mean, because that's what Jesus did. He didn't always go to the synagogues and, you know, have Bible studies. He would actually walk on the streets and heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, you know, raise the dead. He would sit on a hill and teach them all by just speaking revelation. He didn't really hide in a building at all. He got kicked out of the building on his first day trying to preach, you know, Isaiah. Like this day, this has been fulfilled in your ears that, you know, the oil of joy. you know what I'm saying? Let's read that actually. Whoa, shut up. Actually, this is the same message that I preached when my first day of ministry, at this street church. I preached the exact same message that Jesus preached. Now that I think about it, can't go wrong with preaching what Jesus preached. Hallelujah. Let's read it right now. This is what I said my first day of street church. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach glad tidings or good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and to the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, and to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Hallelujah. So everything we do is to bring him glory. So as we preach, as we did these things, I was just following the Spirit and my desires. I didn't know it was God's desire. The more you worship God, the more he will put his desires in you by spending time with him. If you delight yourself in the Lord, like, he will plant those desires in you. He will give you the desires of your heart. When you delight yourself in him, his desires come into you and you get to walk them out. And then you get to see Christ in you fulfill them. Christ in you, the hope of glory, will manifest that glory, and those people will get saved. Those people will be healed. Those people will be saved and delivered. And you may not have the full understanding of what's happening, because we only see in part. But afterwards, when you look back, you'll realize, oh my gosh, this was all in your plan, God. I myself can do nothing. It's you who does the works. I've tried to do things that failed. It's called dead works. But when living works is when you do the works, when you work through your body, and it's not just one man. It's like, I find that the most glory used to manifest when there was a group of us, like me and a couple buddies of mine. We just minister to the lost. Or when we just sit together in the car and just drive around, just revelating and worshiping God with this, you know, having the music playing. We would get so plastered in the spirit that realms would open up. And when you even just talk about one of the realms that open up, it would open up again. And we just like relive it. The same anointing, the same glory realms would just open up. And the honey glory cloud would show up in the car. And then revelation was easy because we were sitting in an open heaven. And so there's so many things that God wants to do. And that we want to do too, but it's best just to line up with what God wants to do and let Him do it through you. God honors little steps of faith that kind of goes against anything that contradicts it in the atmosphere. If it contradicts freedom, you should do the opposite. Step through it. Step through all fear. Step through the eggshells and just release God. Oh. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for all these encounters. And I just pray for everyone here who even pressed play and watching this, that they're not wasting their time, God, that you would pour your spirit upon them now in the name of Jesus. Fill them up, God. Flood through their hearts. God, they are the light of the world. And a light that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. It must shine you. We have to shine you. We yield 100% to you. Shine your light through us, God. Fill the earth with the glory as the waters cover the seas. Let the living waters cover the seas of humanity with life. Heal them. Bring us back into the image of God 100%. You've come to seek and to restore and to save that which was lost. And that which was lost is the glory that we had when Adam walked with you in the cool of the day. And you've restored that glory. Because you said in John 17, the glory that I have, I've given to them. So thank you, God, for restoring the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Because Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, you took the crown of thorns in the garden. Shaka. They were thrown out of they had to get thrust out of the Garden of Eden because of sin. And you were crucified to take away all the sin, and we receive what everything that you've done so that we can walk in that glory that at least Adam had with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for the glory realm. Thank you, God, for life more abundantly. Thank you, God, that it's not just word only, but your living word. Only your living words, your spirit words that bring life. Breathe into your body, God. Just breathe into that army, God. Raise them up. Take over the entire world with glory. To take over the entire world with peace. To take over the entire world with living water to wash away the dust of the earth, serpent food. Thank you, God, for that living glory. Fling wide you heavenly gates, and the King of Glory is going to come in through you. Hallelujah. Fling wide and stay wide. Oh, your gates. For there's a King of Glory is coming through you. Hallelujah. Oh, 10,000 years from now, look at how much glory there is. 20,000 years from now, that's going to be an exponential increase of glory. Hallelujah. God, what does it say in Hebrews? That we could actually taste the powers of the age to come. Hallelujah. God, what is the powers of the age to come like? Let us taste the powers of the age to come. Let us taste the realms of glory that you're going to be manifesting on the earth, in heaven, in the new heaven, in the new earth. No more sickness, no more sorrow, no more tears, God. Just absolute joy, absolute peace, absolute bliss. No more distractions from the face of God. No more distractions pulling us from His presence. No more distractions, just 100% face to face with God, ever beholding Him. No more distractions so we can look perfectly at Him and be just wowed in awe at our God. We'll be saying with the seraphim and the cherubim, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy," and the train of His presence is flooding the temples of the Holy Ghost. Holy. There's so much glory. There's so much peace. It's past my understanding. I need Christ's understanding to even have enough understanding to comprehend how much glory there is manifesting right now. Holy. Shabbat. If all Jerusalem's going to be saved, as it's written in the scriptures, why not one city? Why not one city? Release your glory over the city, God. I just speak to every principality and power. I just release the anointing to break the yoke off of all these people now in the name of Jesus over Vancouver. Loose your hold, let him go, and fill the atmosphere with life. Fill the atmosphere, God, with the glory and the presence of God. Thank you, God, that when Jesus stepped onto the land, that demon left the man, the legion left him, because there was the foot of God there. Well, we're the body of Christ. And wherever we step, it's holy ground, because we're walking in the gospel shoes of peace. We're walking in your peace, the principality of peace, and these spirits and principalities that we rest, they have to bow to that peace. You will come shortly and crush Satan underneath your feet. The God of peace shall crush Satan underneath his feet using his body. Thank you, God. I just pray for all the street churches, even everyone who's pressed play, all the homes, all the spirits, all the people, all the souls, that you would just fill them now, God, with the rivers of living water. Wash away all the serpent food, all the dust of the earth, all the things that block up the well of salvation, all that dust, that mud that tries to cap us off. Break in the name of Jesus. The stone is rolled away so that tomb, hallelujah, just like that well, the stone was rolled away so that they can water the sheep. Water the sheep, God, with living water. Was it Jacob's well? I don't remember. Just roll it all away, God. Shakari karamaso. Thank you, Lord. Shotare kesere. The opinions of man are irrelevant next to the opinions of God. Unless it's the words of God coming through man, then it has power. I heard someone say one time that God's word in your mouth is just as powerful as God's word in his mouth, because it's God's word. Another testimony went like this. Randy McLean was an 8-year-old boy, and when he was an 8-year-old boy, Jesus took him to heaven. And Jesus said to Randy, and it's like he's saying to all of us, you know, "This is my world." He said this in heaven. "This is my world, Randy. And your world is what comes out of your mouth. I'll choose to be a life-giving spirit, releasing life in the spirit." Release your peace, God. No weapon can separate us, or no weapon can stop what you are doing in the earth today, God. Thank you for the rivers of living water. Nullify all the assignments of the enemy. and release your true assignments, God. I thank you for it. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. And He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Thank you, Father, for liberty. I speak to all the prison doors that people are trapped in their souls and they can't see God. I just speak liberty to them. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Holy Spirit, just brood over all the people now, God, and open their eyes to see Jesus. Draw them by your Spirit, God, so that they can see Jesus. Open their eyes, God. Break every chain, God. Break every chain. Break every chain, God. Break every chain. Wherever that water flows, it brings healing to their bodies. It brings healing to their souls. It brings healing to their spirits, God. Break every chain. Release that anointing, God. Release that anointing into the nations. Release that anointing into the city of Vancouver and into everyone who's listening on this audio, God, or this video. Shabbat. Release that anointing. Fill the street church with your glory and your power to set them all free and save them, heal them, and deliver them right through the streets, God. Hallelujah. One time I was, Holy Spirit. One time I was walking down the street and, this wasn't even prophetic. It was prophetic, but it wasn't even like spiritual. I was just walking down the street and I saw this broken fountain. And the water was coming out of the fountain and overflowing on this hill. And it ran down into the streets. And I started following the stream. I'm like, this is awesome. This is what we're supposed to be like. It's like a fountain of living water just washing into the streets. And I was just rejoicing. And then I came to a drain. And I saw all the water was being sucked down. And it was like, it's like a, all this brokenness. It was getting, but there was like this drain sucking the water back down. I'm like, man, what if we removed everything that drains us so that all we had was the living water? If there was no drain, if there was no drains, this broken, the things that drain us are like the terrors of the world, the distractions, the riches of this life. They choke the seed. That's what those drains are. But if we removed all those and we're 100% focused on the kingdom, 100% focused on the king, and the fountain stayed broken, like one fountain, it would just flood the entire streets. And people would be like toe deep. They would feel at least a trickle of the presence of God. That's just one fountain. What if an entire collective body, every single believer, was just so broken that those rivers of living water would continually flow through them and fill the streets. Everywhere that they go, their families would be saved. Their enemies would be saved or flee. Their neighbors would be saved. Strangers would be saved. Everyone around them would just have the living waters, and there would be no denying that God is real. Listen, that's coming. It's coming. The whole world is going to know that God is real. We just have a foretaste. We get to taste God now. We don't. But the whole world, like unbelievers, atheists, people from the atheist religion, everyone's going to know God because He's going to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. But it just like, it just stirred my heart and it broke my heart, but there's still hope. To see like, you know, one broken vessel can release that much water. How, what if 10? 10 broken vessels. God, release 10 broken vessels into the street. If there was 10 broken vessels, they could... If there was 10 broken vessels, God, there'd be enough water for everyone. 10 broken vessels. Broken vessels, God, into the streets of Vancouver. Release 10 broken vessels to release your living waters. It's not enough just to have. One, bring your whole body together in Christ, God. Oh. Who would agree for 15 broken vessels? 15 broken vessels. God, release 15 broken vessels. 5, 5, 5. By your grace, God, release 15 broken vessels into the streets. Release 15 broken vessels into the streets to release your living waters, God, in Vancouver. Here am I, send me. Catch up your body, God, and show them. Show them your glory. And then we'll take on your image and release those living waters, God, into the streets. Listen, I told you earlier that when you talk about your encounters with God, you relive them. I saw those people. That's where we are right now. We're all dancing on the mountain. We're all in the glory. It's all good, you know. Well, I'm believing that you guys are. And when you see those people, once you're in the glory and the manifest presence, and you see all those people who are lost in darkness, it's all you want to do is bring them into the same realms that you are in. It's Jesus' prayer. It's John 17, that they may be where I am. I take them not out of the world. It's John 17. Let's read the entire chapter. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. This is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Hallelujah, man. Yeah. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Well, let me read that again. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. What is this all about? Jesus manifested the names of God. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Sid Canu, all those names that we read in the Old Testament, Jesus manifested all of the names of God. He manifested his natures. For us in the New Testament, it's like Paul wrote, it's the fruit of the Spirit. We can manifest God through, like, we're the body of Christ, so the body of Christ manifests Christ. It manifests God. That's living works, is when God is manifest. Okay, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee, for I have given them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I am come from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's you. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Why are we one? It's to manifest God's names. Why? So the world can believe that the Father sent Jesus. Why did the Father send Jesus? Let's keep reading. That the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Jesus wants you with him where he is, in Christ in heavenly places. The reason when the world sees him, they'll make a decision to choose him. When they see him accurately in the glory, as we're one spirit, one mind, one accord, perfectly in Christ, a collective body in him, the world will know that we are in him and he's in us. They'll see God. And they'll see love for the first time. They won't see conditional love, because it'll be a tangible love that's felt. It'll go right through them, and God, his voice will be like so clear in the air that they will be able to hear him. And they can make a decision to run from him, or they can run to him. That they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. Okay, look at this is the will of God, okay? Let's read the will of God. Father, or the will of Jesus. Well, Jesus is God, right? Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Where's Jesus? That's God's will. Where's Jesus right now? That's His will for you to be with Him there right now. Because that's where you live from. Be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. That they may behold my glory. Show us your glory, Jesus. Show us your glory, Jesus. Remove all distractions from the world. Thank you that we are with you where you are to behold your glory. Even if we're kneeling down at an altar, bawling our eyes out, even if we're giving a testimony in front of a people who don't know you yet, even if I'm standing in a room with a Bible reading about you, show us your glory. Show us your glory, Jesus. Doesn't matter what we're doing. I only want to know what you're doing more. More. More, 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 more of you and none of me, God. More of you and none of me. I delight myself in you so that you can take all of me freely to use your body as you so desire. And my will is also to be with you where you are so I can see your glory. Hallelujah. Not just me, but all those whom the Father has given you, Jesus, glory. That's a lot of glory on that verse, Matt. Wow, Shaka. Father, I will. It's the will of Jesus right here. Hallelujah. You want to know the will of God in your life? Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Want to see that realm of glory before the foundation of the world? The love that the Father had for the Word of God? Man, that's a lot of glory. Holy. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. You having trouble experiencing the presence of God? Look at this. I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them. The same love that the Father loves Jesus, He loves you. Ask Him. Ask Him. Don't take my word for it. Don't even, well, you gotta take Jesus' word for it. Ask Him, God, for real, how do you love me? God, I thank you for your love, and we love you too. God, is your body, we love you, is just singled out. We just love you as with everything in our heart, God. Thank you for your love. I just pray that your love would just cascade from the heavens above and from the kingdom of God within and just roll into the streets. Roll into the homes, God, who have watched this video. Roll into the families. Just overflow the cup of salvation with your unconditional love. Just roll into the homes, God. Roll through the screen of their phones and their computers and their televisions. Just roll through everything that they touch, they just have an encounter with God. It's all about you. It's all about you and you having your way through your body, God. Thank you for your love, God. Not in word only, but in the experience of the tree of life. We want to taste the fruit of that spirit, the fruit of love, the fruit of the love of God. I just don't want to hear someone talk about it. I want to experience it. I want to taste it. I want to smell that fruit. I want that fruit to give me nutrients and just fill my body and my spirit so that I can walk in that love, God. And everywhere that I go, it's just releasing the fragrance of that fruit of your spirit, God. I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it. The love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. Everything that Jesus did while he walked the earth, he's doing it again through his collective body. Yes, he had to die and rise so that we could die in him and rise into glory. You don't just die. You have to rise. You got to sit with him in heavenly places. You don't just rise. You go deeper into him and you see. And the more you see him, the more his nature just consumes you, takes over you, and lives through you. So you can get to the point where it's not even you living anymore, but it's his eternal life brooding through your entire soul. Brooding through your spirit, and just you can feel it in your flesh. You can feel the presence, you can feel electricity, you can feel life, you can feel rivers of living water, you can feel water shooting out of your hands and watering those around you. You can feel the eggshells crack underneath your feet. Where there's timidity, you just feel it break. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom and liberty. And that's who you're full of, is you're full of the Spirit. Wow, Shabbat. You could have daily bread as much as you hunger and thirst for the living waters and righteousness. You will be filled. The more you draw near to God, the more he'll draw near through you and to you. Daily bread is daily. You can have God every day as long as you're not focused on yourself. You're focused on him and his desires. It's just becoming selfless. So that all you care about is his will, his life, his purposes, his plans. It's a process, though, of dying to yourself and being raised up. I don't know what I'm going to title this video. It's just a bunch of... a lot of peace on it, though. I feel a lot of peace, man. I love just, like, God stuff. So much better than playing video games or going to a carnival. Thank you, Lord. Just fill us all up now. Overfill us up now, Lord. Like broken taps. One time I had a vision in a church meeting, prayer meeting, and I saw this tap. It was just so simple and so basic. You know, God, sometimes it's the simple things that we miss that God is speaking to us. I just happened to close my eyes and it was just a faucet, like, you know, your sink, you know, the two faucets and then the water comes out. I saw this faucet and the water kept pouring out and it was broken. Kind of like the fountain that I saw in the natural, but I saw this in a vision and I was like, oh my gosh. when God pours out His Spirit on all flesh, we're going to be so broken. It's like a horse has been broken in, just fully obedient to the one riding it. You know, we're carrying the King of Glory, or like that donkey carrying Jesus through Jerusalem. But we're just broken. We're yielding to Him. Our will has been crushed. You know, fall upon the rock and be broken to pieces, or He'll fall on you and grind you to powder. Either way, just break me, God. So it's Your will be done, not mine. I want my will to be Your will, so that You can do Your will, which would be my will because it's Your will. You know, I want Jesus's will, that we'll be with You where He is, and we'll see His glory. So that when we see His glory, we can be changed into the image of Jesus, you know? Hallelujah. That's how it works. Whatever you meditate on, you take those things in. And you release them through your life. You meditate on darkness, you're going to be, you know, releasing darkness. You meditate on God, you're going to be, well, releasing God. Yeah. Thank You, Father, for today. What time is it? Wow, it's only 1 o'clock. Well, I think it's 1 o'clock. You can tell that I don't have a professional setup here. And I don't ever intend to. Because if I ever feel like I have to perform or do something, and then I'm just going to get into dead works again. I like to be free. I love the presence. I love God. And you should too. Because when you love the presence and God and His Spirit, you'll love those unconditionally who don't know His presence or His Spirit. And you'll want to release upon them living water. Hallelujah. This gospel is really fun. The gospel of the glory of the happy, joyful, peaceful God. Hallelujah. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, 20,000 billion years from now, we are going to be really jacked up in the glory. 20,000 years from now, I'm going to be so thankful that I chose Jesus to live all for Him today. Hallelujah. Is that right? You too? 40 billion trillion years from now, you're going to be so thankful that you gave everything to Jesus this day. Oh, we don't want to live for ourselves anymore. We've already been overcome by the God of glory. Yeah, we want to live for Him. Oh, hallelujah. Have Your way, great Holy Spirit. Well, I think I'm going to go have a snack to fuel my earth suit. I would encourage you just to not pray. Just go spend time with God. Don't take your big list to Him. Just take your heart and just put it right in His heart. Take your heart and just put it right in His hands. Say, "Hi, Jesus. I heard You want to be with me. You want me to be where You are so I can see Your glory. I came here to fulfill Your will. I'm just here to fulfill Your will, Jesus. I'm just here to be where You are, to see Your glory, so that You can change me." Hallelujah. God, I thank You for the angels. They're really cool. Thank You for pastors and evangelists. They're really cool too. But I like You. I like You more. I like You more, Jesus. Anointing. I think the Messiah is here. It's time to receive. Receive God's love. Care of the world right now. I only care for the world with your love, Lord. Hallelujah. God, the same spirit, the same anointing that I sense right now, Father, I just pray that you release it upon everybody who just doesn't even press play, but lost, saved, whoever just scrolls by the thumbnail. Just give them a boom, a little love kiss from heaven. Just to make their day a little better. Hallelujah. Oh. I'm so glad that we didn't waste 1,000 years today by not spending it with the Lord. Hallelujah, man. Shabbat. Okay. Good. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for filling our hearts. Thank you for answering our prayers, God. Holy Spirit, oh, Shabbat. Hungering and thirsting for more of your righteousness, Lord. I'm just going to sit in this all day. Hallelujah, man. Shaka. I just pictured okay, listen, if you have a problem with silence, don't get mad when there's silence in heaven for the space of 30 minutes. I read in the book of Revelation that there was silence in heaven for the space of 30 minutes. I don't think any Pharisee would try to get mad and say, well, is anyone going to quote scripture? Is anyone going to say anything? I think when we're in heaven, it's like everybody just wants to do the will of God anyway. We don't have to hear a scripture. We don't have to hear a sermon. We don't have to play soft music in the background. Because in heaven, the air itself is alive. You can breathe in the manifest presence of God just by being there. Oh, it's the will of Jesus for us to be where He is. I'm so thankful that you're in heaven, Jesus. Hallelujah, man. This is a good video. Hallelujah. It started off a little bit shaky, but Jesus, you make all things beautiful in your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's going to bring beauty out of your ashes. All that's been burnt up, it will just be like refined, so that like even the souls like who have just been burnt, like those living stones, like those stones in was it Ezra and Nehemiah? The temple was built with burnt stones. And the latter house was greater than the former ever was. You need to go through the fire. Hallelujah. Refined 7 times. I love the fire of God. It feels good. It just kills the flesh. The fire of God burns away all the chaff, so it's nothing but left but purity. I love and I welcome the fire of God. Who can dwell the consuming fire? Probably those who love Him. Who welcome the fire of God. It's the fire of God that made the disciples' hearts burn as He went over the scriptures. I love the fire of God. It's the fire of God that brought understanding so they can understand the scriptures. Because without your heart being on fire for God, you're not going to hear Him accurately, because there'll be all these things that try to block us from hearing clearly. It's good to be on fire for God. By God. Oh. Well, I love all y'all. I love all my haters, and I love the traitors. I love all my brothers and sisters in Christ. it's not my love. Don't even go there. It's that guy's dead. It's no longer me living anymore, but Christ living in me. And the love that I give, it's not mine. My human love will fail. His unconditional love, it never fails. Oh, thank you, God, for your unconditional love. I'm sure there was a message in this video somewhere. I just don't know what it is yet. I don't know what to name this video. How about you guys give me a name? If it's really good and really cool and jumps out at me, I'll rename it that. But I don't know what I'll call this. Maybe I'll just call this... burning in the darkness or something like that. Yeah, God, just set us on fire, more glory, more anointing. Burning in the darkness, hallelujah. The people sitting in darkness have seen a great light, and that light is not me. That light is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I gave another testimony. If you guys are still here, you guys must be really hungry for God. It's been like an hour and a half of just watching me get plastered. Oh, man. I don't care. I'll sit here all day. Oh, yeah, I gotta pick up my kid from school, though. So. Oh, I love this. Just sitting in the peace, man. It's your daily bread. You can have the daily bread of His presence as much as you desire Him. Every day. Revelation comes easy to the lovers of God. Understanding comes to those who pursue Him. It's the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the spirit of the fear of the Lord. The awe and wonder at how kind and amazing He is, and at how wicked we are without Him. Even our greatest amount of righteousness is like a filthy rag. It's a used toilet paper. Thank God that He's our righteousness. Jesus is our righteousness. Jesus is our truth. Jesus is our shield. Jesus is the helmet of our salvation. Jesus is our resurrection. Jesus is our life. Jesus is our lover. Jesus is our place where we live. He wants us to be where He is. Jesus is our covering. Jesus is our God. Jesus is our brother. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I am obsessed with you. Cheers. Cheers. Hallelujah. Whoa, I feel a lot of glory on that. Cheers. Ta. Cheers. Thank God I don't have to impress anybody. I just need to be impressed. Impressed by the love of God. As a grape. As He just presses me to get the wine out. Hallelujah. Oh, shaka. Well, I'm pretty sauced up here. You know, hallelujah. I feel a grace not to say anything. You guys feel the grace not to say anything? Oh. I want to take my lamp out onto the streets. Some videos. I have an IKEA lamp that I use to light my face. Look, I'll show you. See, I turned it off. It helps me, helps light up my face. I want to get a battery pack. And, here, I'll show you what it looks like now. I want to get a battery pack. And just bring my lamp and my cell phone and stand it up in the street and start making some glory videos. Or in like a mall or something. Who knows? Let's be the light of the world. The light in the grocery store. The light in the workplace. The light on the streets. The light in the house. Or even the light in the church. Hallelujah, man. Adoria, Shaka. Oh, Shaka. I'm gonna have some ice cream for lunch, hallelujah. Have some ice cream. Oh. Hope y'all are blessed in the gospel. I know I am. It's the good news of Jesus Christ and the Father of glory, the great Holy Ghost, unraveling the story of God in you and around you. You are complete in Him. You are complete in Him. One look into His eyes and you become undone, and He unravels Himself through you. One look into the eyes of your Master washes away every spirit of fear, and it fills you with immediate courage. One look, one glance from the God of glory is enough to change your image back to where the story began. In the image of God, just like Adam had in his innocence before the fall. Thank God for the precious blood of Jesus that takes away the sins of the world. Thank God for his grace to keep us there in his face. Jesus said, whoever's seen me has seen the Father. And when you're dead to yourself, you'll be able to say, whoever sees me sees Jesus. Because it's no longer me living anymore, it's Christ living through me. Hallelujah. Oh, there was a boom. There was a boom on that one. Hallelujah. Who wants to die to themselves today? Let the God of glory shine through. Well, I don't have any announcements because I don't have a ministry. The only thing I ever want to announce is just the God of glory. He's good. He wants you. He wants you to draw near to him more than you'll draw near to him. And the more you draw near to him, the more hungry you get. The more you drink, the more you thirst. The more you eat, the more you hunger. It's an ever-increasing spiral of bliss into the God of glory. How much you want him is just realizing how much he already wants you. How much you open your heart is how much you realize his heart is wide open. I heard this little poem. I wrote a song about it too, where someone said, God, how much do you love me? And he said, this much. And he stretched out his arms and died. It's like an eternal hug. You can step right through him and experience, not just in word only, but in action and experience, the love of God. It's good to feel the love of God. And if you don't feel the love of God, you need to ask him. Not pray. Don't pray. Just talk to him. Jesus, how do you love me? And you listen. And you wait with expectation to hear him. And when you receive that love, you may not have ever experienced it before in your life. When you receive that life, it fills you with purpose. And you realize you're not here by accident. You're not here for anything else other than him. He becomes your purpose. And you realize the purpose of life is love. Loving God. So that he can love through you and feed others with that love. You can't obey God unless you love him, because you'll want to do your own thing. But when you love God, you easily receive his words. You easily obey his words and go from glory to glory. Okay, I'm gonna go have some ice cream. I love the fire of God. It'll melt. The ice cream will melt in my soul, in my spirit, and in my body. Hallelujah. From the fire of God. Hallelujah. Stay blessed in the gospel. I have homework for you. Draw near to God. Because he's already drawing near to you. Oh, why don't you do the will of Jesus? He wills that you'll be with him where he is so he can show you his glory.